All right, welcome to Jimmy Cracked Corn, and I don't fucking care. Let's see, when was the last time I did one of these? I'm gonna say, man, I think 2 years ago. Haven't done one. Not much time. I also don't really think about it. I don't do a podcast except for this, so it's not like something I think about doing a lot. And when I do, I think about doing it, I just do something else, you know, whether it's rub one out or, you know, work around a house or cook or daydream, whatever. So this is my first time in over 2 years, maybe three, but I think over 2 years that I'm on here ranting, because that's the only reason I come on here is to rant. Hold on 1 second. You're gonna be hearing a lot of noises. I'm drinking some beers. I got the dogs. They're gonna be barking because they bark at every little car. I'm gonna be making some food, so you're gonna hear some beeping. Like right now, because I'm gonna have the toaster oven going, because I'm gonna make a little Sammy poo, a little sandwich. So let me get that toaster going. Anyways, I'm back because football season started. So it just kind of got me wanting to like talk about some things because, you know, I'm a Browns fan. And we all know how frustrating being a Browns fan can be. How about them Browns week one? I'm not getting my hopes up because as a Browns fan, like I said, we don't get excited for shit like that. Am I excited? Yes. Am I optimistic? Yes. I'm like that every fucking year. But at the same time, I know the Browns. You know, I'm in my 40s, so I know how the fucking Browns are. That game was exciting for a Browns fan to watch because it was just on a defensive side, just domination. Domination. You know, people want to like talk about the weather. Well, the weather was bad for Cleveland too. Also, it's not like the Bengals and Burrow don't play in weather. It's like they're a dome team. It's like they're a desert team. They have fucking rain. Burrow's from Ohio. He's played in rain and shit weather his entire fucking career up until college. In college, he still played in rain. Still had some crap weather. So like again, it's like he's a dome team person. He's like, so I get, yeah, the weather played some effect. But this is like the top three offense, you know, in a top three team, not just in the AFC North, not just in the AFC, but the entire NFL, and they fucking dominated. If it wasn't for a pass interference call, it would have been a shutout probably. It was amazing to watch. It was great as a Browns fan to just watch. Because I said it before the season started last year. I said, I don't understand why Woods is still the defense coordinator on this team. Because he pissed me off so bad the year before that. I don't think Woods is a bad defense coordinator. He was bad for the Browns. His scheme did not fit what the Browns, what the players are. Like, it was kind of, you know, it was the whole saying of sticking a square peg in a round hole. Like, it was so much fucking zone. He never blitzed. He just relied on Myles Garrett the whole time in the front. They never adjust, like they never like even thought about the front, like the defensive tackles. And so he just got ran over last year with fucking rushing. It was a joke last year. That Atlanta game, you know, you got two running backs who fucking put up 200 plus yards. And a game that should have been won by the Browns, it almost was won. You know, the first five losses, four of the first five losses of the Browns last season were by 3 points or less. 3 points or less. And I think there was a total of five losses the entire season that were from 3 points or less. And the offense is averaging 20 plus points a game last year. And if they're fucking losing all those games by 1 or 2 points, It's the fucking defense that has a fucking problem. And the Browns are also playing with a backup quarterback. And that's the quarterback. That's we'll get into that later. But, like, the offense is doing everything they could. But when you have a fucking team that sucks at running the ball and they're fucking putting up almost 200 yards or 200-plus yards on you, just 5 yards, 5 yards, 5 yards, moving the chains and fucking beating you with field goals, that's fucking sad. Pissed when they even started the season last year and Woods was still the defense coordinator. I was pissed. So when this happened, I was so excited because they have good defensive players. They have one of the best. They would arguably they have for when it comes to ends, obviously Garrett is the best or definitely top three. When it comes to cornerbacks, I would say two, maybe three of their cornerbacks are in the top 20. And just haven't been able to show it because of their fucking defense corner last year. Like, they're playing that last game against the Bengals was a fucking joke. Like, they're out two of their best receivers. The only one they have is Chase. And literally nobody's on Chase the whole game. Like, I'm literally watching him just go off. And nobody's around him for, like, 5 to 10 yards. And it blew my mind. I was like, what is going on here? Like, it was a joke. But anyways, you know, the season started. Great win for the Browns. I'm excited. And now there's Pittsburgh. And, God, I fucking hate Pittsburgh. I'm originally from Pennsylvania, and I fucking hate Pittsburgh. I've been a Browns fan my whole life. Obviously, never really seen much success, except for, like, the 80s when I was younger. You know, I was, like, 8 or 9 during those years with Kozar. But I haven't seen much success with the Browns, you know, since they came back in 99. And so I'm used to, like, disappointment and failure and just getting let down. So that's why I'm kind of nervous about Monday's game because, you know, those teams, when they say it, they're right. The Browns is the Browns. And I'm not going to fucking deny that. And every time I hear that, I'm like, well, this is going to be different. But then I get kicked in the balls again, and the Browns is the Browns. And these, like I said, these are the games the Browns. See, there they go. They're barking. These are the games that the Browns love to lose. And they're going to get hurt. Dicks kicked in by an embarrassment score, or it's going to be one of those games which I hate even more where, you know, it's a last-minute field goal. Or, God forbid, we have a chance to win it with a field goal and we miss it. But thankfully, that guy is gone, so hopefully we don't see that. God, what an embarrassment. I wouldn't be surprised if that guy comes back and just, like, tears it up in the league. Comes back and beats us sometime. Hopefully, it doesn't happen, but I wouldn't be surprised. But, back to my point, they're going into Pittsburgh. You know, they haven't beaten Pittsburgh in a regular, they beat them in the playoffs, obviously. But in a regular season game, they haven't one in Pittsburgh, and I think 2003, maybe 2004. I should know this since I, you know, I claim I'm a diehard Browns fan, but you know, I know some history about them, and I root for them. You know, I've been root again my whole life. I'm rooting for them, but when it comes to stuff like that, you know, I know it's been a long time. Okay, it's been 19, 20 years. So they're going to be going in there. And everything about it just sucks, the whole situation, because, you know, I don't think Pittsburgh's good. Everyone wants to talk about how Tomlin, how good he is, never had a losing record. Well, cool, but, you know, you haven't really won much lately either, so you got that going for you. You know, every season when it starts, it's a whole, you know, new season. So Anyway, I'll just. Now my train of thought. I'm trying to make a snack, so kind of trailing off here. So yeah, I suck. Sorry. If anyone's actually still listening to this bullshit, as I make my little sandwich. But so yeah, they're going into Pittsburgh, and Monday night the lights are on, and so many people are saying, well. You know, Pittsburgh's going to be looking to get revenge on their loss. You know, they're embarrassed. You know, they know they have to win this game because, you know, of old people, they're not going to, like, not only lose two in a row, but lose your second game of the season to the Browns at home on Monday fucking night. Come on. But I'm thinking the Browns know they have to win, too. This is more important to the Browns than the Steelers. You know, people expect the fucking Steelers to win. They expect them to be good. You know, and even if they start off 0-2, people expect them to get their shit together and come back and you know, at least play well for the rest of the season. You know, because Tomlin's never had a losing record, so they always expect that. Everyone's expecting the Browns to just kind of Browns it out. You know, lose. You know, and that's why they didn't get much media attention after their fucking dominant win against the Bengals. Not many people talked about them. It's kind of like, oh, yeah, and the Browns won. It's like they forgot, like, they just kicked the shit out of the fucking Bengals. Or people are so used to the Browns beating the Bengals the past few years that they're just like, yeah, and the Browns beat the Bengals. And it was all like, oh, and Burrow, you know, it was raining, so that's why Burrow didn't do well. And Burrow missed the preseason. It's like, the dude's been around. Like, that team, that whole offense is the same. Except for a few offensive linemen, the rest of the offense is literally the same. It's the same coach. Like, this is the same, pretty much the same offense he went to the Super Bowl with and the AFC Championship with last year. And, okay, so he missed that, but, like, a lot of fucking players don't play in the preseason. A lot of the good ones, you know, and it doesn't affect them. People forgot, like, people didn't say anything about, like, they forgot the whole thing when Deshaun came back last year. They're like, oh, he sucks. They forgot he took, almost two fucking full seasons off he didn't have. And they didn't care about that. And they didn't care about the weather with Deshaun either. Like, yeah, Deshaun Watson still sucks. Oh, it was raining. Well, so what? He still sucks. But Burrow, yeah, the rain affected him, but not, you know, affected him, but not Watson. Watson still, he should have still played well. Well, what about the rushing game? Chubb still fucking ran for over 100 yards. What did Mixon do? Shit. Jamar Chase had under 50 fucking yards. How funny was that? Higgins didn't get a fucking catch. He's targeted, I think, 8 times. Didn't get a single fucking catch. So, whatever. But back to Pittsburgh, I think it's Browns fucking know. They know what people say. Browns are the Browns. You know, they know people are expecting them to go in there and suck it up. And you know, all of a sudden, Rowley's going to hit and the Browns suck again. And, you know, Pittsburgh's going to fucking win. Whatever. The Browns know what they're going into, and I think they're going to play even twice as hard. Like, they have a point to make. They have a statement to make. And they're going to do it. Hopefully they fucking do it. I hope they fucking do it, because they should. Because I don't believe in Pickett. For some reason, everyone thinks Pickett's great. He didn't really do shit last year. He didn't play bad, but he didn't play good. Played pretty average. He's like an Andy Dalton to me. And all of a sudden, from preseason, people are on his nuts. People are on his team's nuts the whole preseason. The same people who say preseason doesn't matter are also on his balls for some reason. I don't get it. Oh, fuck preseason. Browns went 4-0 preseason and didn't win a single game in regular season. The Lions went 4-0 in preseason, didn't win a single game in a regular season. So who cares, okay? Baker Mayfield looks good in fucking preseason. Who gives a shit? All comes down to the actual fucking season. The only people I care about who look good in preseason are the fucking kickers. Does your kicker look good? Because nothing really changes for him. And if you can't make a kick that doesn't matter, how the fuck are you going to make one that does matter? But I think I just don't think Pittsburgh's that good. Yeah, they have one of the most dominant defensive players in the world in Watt. And they're always a good organization. You know, they know how to draft players. They have a coach who's, you know, always been relevant in, like, in wins, whether he goes to playoffs or not. Like, you know, he's been there for a long time. Like, they have consistency. I respect the Steelers, much as I fucking hate them, you know, because I am a Browns fan, and I don't really care for the city. I've been to the city, like, 100 times. Don't really care for the city either, and I have a lot, like, I have just as many Steeler-Pittsburgh fans as friends as I do Browns fans as friends. So, but I just hate the Steelers. But I think that game's going to be much bigger for the Browns to have to win, to prove to everyone, you know, that they could be a legit team. And I think it's also a huge game for Watson to actually fucking play well. Because that's one thing he has yet to do is show that what he's worth. And, you know, last year, that's done. Okay, we got you were out for, you know, over a season and a half. So we get it. You know, you didn't have time to gel with the team. I mean, you get all that good stuff that everyone else does who are quarterbacks. You have to, like, go in there and just, like, wing it pretty much. But now, like, you've had a whole offseason. The team's only gotten better. Like, there's literally no excuses now. Last week, it was raining. Cool. Weather sucked. You know, people were saying that's why Burrow played bad. Well, you played better than Burrow in that game. So now it's your time to go in there and, like, show that you are the guy that old Cleveland fans have been wanting to see since Kozar. We thought we saw it a couple times, but we didn't. We didn't get it. There's a bunch of teases, you know. Glimpses of, like, shit, I can't even. Derek Anderson, and, you know, I hadn't really seen glimpses of Brady Quinn. I think he just sucked from day one. Colt McCoy. Oh, what's his name? Sucked too. Fucking guy who's weeded. Jesus fucking Christ, weeded. You know, we've never had that guy. We thought Mayfield might be. I really didn't. I was mad when they picked the number one overall. I didn't think he was going to be that good. But then we got excited because he played decent. And then, you know, we went to the playoffs. But he still didn't play that well. Yeah, that was, like, his best season. But he still didn't play that well. Like, we had a stacked team. They should have been a lot better. A lot better than what they were. And he was just kind of like, in my opinion, rode the coattails. He was an average player. And that's how us Brown fans have just gotten so accustomed to, oh, wow, this guy's playing average and we're making it to the playoffs. He's amazing. He's the answer. It's like, no, most teams make it to the playoffs every few years, except for the Browns. I mean, we've literally had, like, two winning records since 99. So when we get one person who comes in here and wins a couple games and gets to the playoffs, people are like, wow, he's the best thing. And there's people pissed off that couldn't believe that, like, they got rid of him. Like, he's the best thing that's happened to the Browns. Why would they get rid of him? Because he's not good. That kills me when I saw when people will sit there and say, like, they just got rid of, like, the guy that just brought him to the playoffs for the first time in, you know, since 2002. It's like, so what? What do you mean he brought us to the playoffs? What, the best offense in the line didn't do that? The best running back in the league didn't do that. Yeah, you have pretty good fucking receivers at the time. Good defense. Like, any fucking... I think Brissett probably would have did the same thing that season. But anyways. Enough of a Baker. Baker winning that game and saying he, like, knew their plays, but they still barely won. It's like, you knew all the plays that they're going to be doing, or defensive plays, and you still barely won. I don't know why he has to talk. Like, he gets a win, and he has to, like, get cocky. It's one of the things I didn't like. I like a certain amount of cockiness, but not overdoing it. And, like, you have to be consistent. Like, don't just be cocky because you're winning and you're already won. Because next week, if you get your dick kicked in, you're going to sit there and, like, play the blaming game and pout and do your shit. And people are gonna give you shit about it. Take a little swiggy poo of beer. It'll be interesting to see how Tampa does. Because, you know, before the season started, I'm like, I could give them 5 or 6 games until they take him out. Because I could see him doing what he does all the time, and that's, you know, tear it up a game, look good, and then suck ass another game, and then be mediocre another game, and then suck ass another game, and maybe tear it up one more game. But who knows? The guy, it cracks me up, like, I'll see his... I don't remember what his yardage was, or like what his longest throw was, but I remember last year, I don't remember who he was against, and they won the game, and of course he was like talking all kind of cocky and confident after the game, but they're showing the stats, and he only had like, I don't even think he hit 200 yards, and one of the throws, his longest throw, which, and I hate these kind of stats because it's kind of a joke. It's kind of bullshit. But one of his throws is like 85 or 90 yards, but it was actually like a 3-yard pass, like a little dump pass. And I don't remember who the receiver was, but he literally took it like 80 plus yards. So if he scratched that fucking like 3-yard pass, he didn't have like 200 yards. He had like 100 yards that game. But because that dude was able to fucking take that ball and run it 90 yards, and I mean, he made some sweet moves too. Like, he was determined to get to the end zone. But it counts as like a 9-yard pass, and all those yardage that guy got, you know, goes to Mayfield as well. And it just, I thought it was hilarious. It's like, really? 100 yards? If it wasn't for that guy running 80 plus yards, you would have had 100 yards pass in that game. I'm not bashing Mayfield or anything like that. It's just one of those, a typical Cleveland player, you know? You hope you're going to have the best, and, like, you don't get it. And that guy, like, was looking for more money, and, like, couldn't believe that they're, like, basically kicking him out the door. Like, no, dude, you're not it. Like, we have a stacked team, and you can't win. Oh, he was hurt. He was injured most of that year. The dude was given so many opportunities to fucking win a game. Like, I'll never forget that Packers game where they, like, picked Aaron Rodgers off, like, 3 times and got the ball back and good field position, and Baker just threw a pick again. Like, it was like pick, pick, pick. Everyone just trading picks. I remember seeing a funny meme about it. It was hilarious. But it's literally just them just, like, pick, 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 pick. Like, anyways, I'm hoping Watson just at least shows up Monday. I'm really hoping he shows everyone, hey, this is who I am now. This is how I can play. And I hope he lights it up. I hope Nick Chubb's on my fantasy team, so I hope he does decent. But if he doesn't, I don't care. Like, I put the actual game, the Browns over my fantasy team. And I mean, my wife had Burrow last week, and I think he got her 3 points, and she didn't give a fuck. That's how I am. I want Chubb to do well and give me some points, but I would not be mad if Chubb got very little points because Watson just lit it up. You know, I have Cousins on my bench. I have Mahomes as my starter and Cousins on my bench. I'm hoping Mahomes does well because Cousins got me 33 points on my bench. I'm going to be pissed if Mahomes goes in there and gives me 18 or something. But I want Watson to go in there and do that. I want to see 30 plus points from him. We have the talent. All right. And speaking of that, one thing I don't understand, and when I watch the games, I'm watching the games. Like, I really watch them. So, like, I don't remember seeing any play action against the Bengals. And it blows my mind. Why not? And I'm hoping we see some play action against the Steelers, especially when they have Watt there. Like, we got good receivers. We got some speedy receivers. Like, we have good running backs. Ford's going to be good, by the way. I kept telling people last year Ford's going to be good. Obviously, he sat most of the year because Hunt was there. But he was amazing in college. He was great preseason. And then he didn't really get much because Hunt was there. He showed glimpses of how good he can be against the Bengals. Yeah, he fumbled, but it wasn't like a shitty fumble. Like, he literally got, like, sandwiched between two Bengals guys, like a pinball almost, like just back and forth a couple of times in the wet weather, and the ball got jar loose. So I don't like say, oh, he sucks because he did that, because like that could have happened to fucking Chubb too. It has happened to Chubb before. He was standing up and just got shoved. Two guys sandwiched him back and forth and the ball came out. But the guy's going to be good. Like, people are freaking out, you know, when he got hurt. But it's like, what team has recently won the Super Bowl, even been to the Super Bowl, that has a dominant running back? None. We actually have a dominant running back. Most people just have two guys. One's good, another one's average. We have a fucking great running back and a good running back. Remember that last year. We had it the year before. Hasn't done anything. Hasn't fucking helped the Browns win or anything. So calm down. We're talking about, oh, we need another running back. No, we have Chubb. If he goes down, you know, Ford will take over, and then we get someone else. But, like, I don't recall any of these fucking other Super Bowl-winning teams having some dominant running back. So if you need a dominant running back because you think you need it to go to the Super Bowl, then, well, you're a fucking idiot because you don't. And it's been shown you don't for years. I remember the fucking Patriots having some dominant running back every time they won. All right. Anyways. Yeah. A little nervous about that game for Monday just because, you know, I'm not going to lie. I'm a Browns fan. Games don't usually go too well for us. You know, it's either going to be the Browns is hopefully dominant, and that would be awesome. Or it's going to be the Browns getting embarrassed. Because, like I said, it has happened before. There's numerous times where, you know, we're coming off a win. And it's like, oh, wow, we got an easy game. We're going up against a shit team that literally has most of their backups playing because they have injuries. And then we fucking lose to them. Then we lose to them. So I'm really hoping that's not the case on Monday night. Again, like, Pittsburgh doesn't have a ton of backups playing for them. You know, their best defensive tackle's out. Receiver's out. All right, I'm opening up some Doritos because, well, I like my MSG and cheese, so Doritos it is. Plus, I like to put them in my sandwich. Been doing that since I was like 5. But I think it's gonna be an exciting game. I'm hoping it's gonna bring me excitement and good feelings like last year's Monday night game against the Bengals on Halloween. That was one hell of a game. That was one of those games I just kept on having to like think to myself, is this really happening? Kind of like last Sunday, is this really happening? As a Browns fan, like there's a lot of people out there who are fans of teams and they see that all the fucking time. What annoys me so much is when people go, look at the Browns acting like they just won a Super Bowl because they won. They beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, or they won because they beat the Bengals, acting like they won the Super Bowl. Yeah, we do act like we won a Super Bowl because we don't fucking win. And Bengals fans suck a dick because you're the most fair-weather fans in the world. I live in Central Ohio, so we have a mix of fans here. But you only see all the Bengals fans when they're fucking winning. That's the only time you fucking see them, literally, is when they're fucking winning. Because a lot of those fans are also Browns fans, and they come out that Browns are winning. So it's fucking hilarious when I see people talk, like Bengals fans, bashing the Browns. It's like, motherfucker, where were you a couple years ago? I see that fucking shirt. I see that jacket. That's brand new. Don't you have any, the shit I wear is fucking 15 plus years old. All the shit I wear, because I stopped buying new stuff. I'm like, I'm not buying anything new. I still wear a fucking Tim Couch jersey, okay? But they're the most fair-weather fans in the fucking world. I mean, I remember back when Dalton was playing with them, and they went to the playoffs. They had to do BOGO, buy one, get one for tickets for the fucking home playoff game because they couldn't sell it out, and they didn't want to get blacked out in Cincinnati. How sad is that? That's some pathetic fan shit there. So, fuck you, Bengals fans, okay? I have some friends who are diehards. They wear this shit all the time. Not you guys. You guys are good. All the other fucking fans. So many fucking Ohio people just became fans because, you know, Burrow's a good old boy. And, you know, whatever. Oh, he's a Buckeye. He's not a Buckeye. He was on the Buckeye team. He's not a fucking Buckeye. Okay, he never fucking played in a game for the Buckeyes. So shut the fuck up with the Buckeye shit. He even says he's not a Buckeye. Okay, LSU, shut the fuck up. Not a Buckeye. That's a whole other story there and a whole other rant about fucking Buckeye fans rooting for every fucking team that has a Buckeye on it. One of my best friends is like that. Rooting for a team that has more Buckeyes on it. Who gives a fuck? The guy's not from Ohio. He's not a Buckeye anymore. He doesn't give a fuck. Who gives a fuck? Shut the fuck up. And then Pittsburgh fans, too. I know, again, like I said, I have just as many, if not more, friends that are Pittsburgh fans. Those people, fucking, if they suck, they're done with the season. They're just done. They don't give a shit. And that's a big fucking joke, too. I can't stand that shit. I really watch every single Browns game of the fucking season. And I want to win every single Browns game. The fucking season. And I'll sit there and I'll get pissed off the last game, even though there's nothing that's going to happen with the last game if there's a win or a loss. And I get pissed off if the Browns fucking lose or if they play like shit. But anyway, Monday's going to be exciting. I'm really hoping for something fun, something good to happen for the Browns. I want to see improvement from Watson. That's my biggest thing. Because I wasn't happy. Like, I was not convinced with Mayfield. I said that. But I also was shocked that they were just going to, like, pay this guy so much money and give up all these fucking first-round picks for him. Take a swig of beer, and then you guys are going to fucking listen to me take a piss. So you got that going for you. But, yeah, I all those picks for a guy with all that baggage, I didn't like that at all. If it was for, like, a current guy who was still playing and didn't have any issues, I wouldn't have cared if they're going to give up all those picks for him and shit like that. But for a guy who had a whole season off because of, and I guess the busted with, like, with all this, you know, you won't fucking have to tell you, I remember how many women it was now. That just kind of shocked me. And the amount of money is guaranteed. Again, the biggest part is getting off traffic. But if the guy plays well, if he plays like 2020 version, it doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't matter, because then you have your franchise quarterback for 10 years. But we haven't seen that yet. We haven't seen that style of play yet that he had in 2020 or any of the years before that, because he was a top three, top five quarterback. I mean, the guy was legit a franchise quarterback who could take any decent team to the playoffs. And he was able to put up these numbers with a shit team. I was really hoping I'd have to put some math so I can, so you guys can hear that, but I didn't have to, so I probably shouldn't have pants anyways if I did. But now he's got a fucking team that's even better. So I'm just dying for him to, like, I don't know, it's got to be a mental thing, because it's not like he was hurt. You know, we've seen people come back from missing a whole season from an ACL. We've seen people come back, I mean, fucking Michael Vick, you know, broke his leg and came back. Was good. And then he went to fucking prison and came back and was good. Deshaun has to fucking... He just has to start playing better. If not, then... You know, I think this team... If we keep seeing what we saw week one again, week one, you know, to crapshoot. But if we keep seeing what we saw, then this team can... You know, could definitely still push for the playoffs... With Deshaun not playing that well. Like, he doesn't have to be like 2020. But he has to be close to it. You know, he just has to, like... And we saw what he can do with his legs. And again, people want to make the excuse for Burrow. Well, it was raining for Deshaun, too. So who knows what he could have put up if it wasn't fucking raining. Like, if Burrow usually puts up 300 yards and only got 83 that game because of fucking rain, then Deshaun could have fucking threw up 500 yards when it was raining. So we'll see. Hopefully the weather's perfect in Pittsburgh. Hopefully it's not a nail biter. Man, I can't do these nail biters anymore. Like, I'm just done with this shit with nail biters. Like, that preseason game, it's all preseason. When he fucking missed all those kicks, especially the fucking game winner. Like, I can't do that in a real season. I know it's just sports. Calm down. Like, no. People who say that aren't Browns fans, you know. Patriot fans, during a season, they'd be winning, and they get so used to it, they just walk out and the stadium's half empty by fucking fourth quarter. Because like, oh, yeah, we're used to that. And then they don't show up when they're losing either. Because they're so used to winning that they'll leave during a game because they're winning, and then they'll won't even go to a game if they're fucking losing record. That's how great those fans are. But as Browns fans, people forget. Like, we've had two winning fucking seasons since 99. So suck my ass. Okay, I was like 8, 9 years old when fucking Kozar and they were tearing it up and we fucking still got fucking shit on. So yeah. Monday's gonna be interesting. We'll see. And then Tennessee game after that, which I'll be at, and I'll be fucking excited as shit. That place is going to be bonkers. It's going to be fucking insane. If the Browns fucking win on Monday night and beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh, that Sunday against Tennessee the following week, Cleveland is going to be insane. They're going to be 2-0 for like the first time in God knows how long. At home. And it's going to be fucking, it's going to be insane. It's going to be insane. And I don't want to sink too far ahead because, again, we haven't even played our second game yet. But then I can only imagine the week after that with Baltimore. Like, divisional game again. You got three over four, or you got your three divisional rivals all in 4 weeks. And then you have a bye week. But I'm looking forward to Monday night. I'm definitely looking forward to the week after that against Tennessee because, again, I'll be at that game. And I'll be spending the night there, too. I'll be staying the night. And I'll be staying a couple of days there. So, like, I don't have to, like, wake up and have to fucking check out and then drive home a couple hours. So, This is going to be exciting. I hope everyone, if anyone's fucking listening to this, like, again, like, I'm a douchebag. I'm an ass bag. I haven't been on here for a while. It's something when I first started doing, I want to keep up with it. I want to, like, have fun with it and, like, come on and at least once or twice a week, and especially during football season, just rant about Browns and stuff like that. We'll rant about anything, you know, and have people ask questions and do whatever. I haven't kept up with it, and, like, I'm doing this right now, but fuck, I might not come back on here again for another fucking year or two. Or I could come back on in 2 days. I don't know. For anyone who listened to this, if you're listening, whoever's listening to this, that's awesome. Thanks. Go Browns. And if anyone is listening, if you want to, like, I think you can send, I can't remember how this thing even works. I think you can, like, you know, respond with stuff and ask questions or say stuff, or call me an asshole, call me a douchebag, or whatever. If you want to talk, if you have any questions about the Browns, I think I can invite people on here if you want to. We'll see. Anyways, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to eat my little sandwich, finish my beer, and I don't know. Could come back on an hour from now because I'm too fucking bored. But hey, you guys all have fun. This is Jimmy Cracked Corn, and I don't fucking care. You guys have a good night. Go Browns.